Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle.
Each animal is special, just like you and me. They want to live long and safe and free. The cows, pigs, and chicks, the goats and rats and mice, they trust your heart 'cause you'll treat them all nice. Now you know animals don't want us to eat them, so what is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. You treat them the way you like people treating you.
That children's song we just heard is performed live in the studio by my guest, Sherry Jepson Zitter, who's here along with her wife, Sarah Jepson Zitter. They are a very creative couple focusing on vegan arts and spirituality. They have a unique, wonderful business called Gnomestead Press. Thank you, Sherry, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
And thank you, Sarah.
It's good to be here.
I'd like to start with asking you about your business based in Maine and Massachusetts, Gnomestead Press.
Thank you. I came up with the name Gnomestead Press around 4 years ago, trying to sum up what would fit a lot of my creative graphic novel writing that I was doing at the time. We sort of did a small mission statement that's on our site that says to create healthy habitat habits for a sustainable planet. Most of the work I've done so far has to do with one, Crystal Bunnytail, who's a superhero character, a vegan herself, of course. She's a bunny. She wants everyone to be a superhero like she is. So she teaches a lot through self-example. Sherry, would you like to say anything about all the things we've added over the years? It's not just the books.
Oh boy, I know we don't have time to talk about all of them. We have 4 Crystal Bunnytail books out. You just spent quite a bit of time putting out a book for a friend in her 80s who's an artist and poet, and she had written a lovely little book, and Sarah created a self-published version of it, and she's so excited. It's called Turtle Olympics. You can find it on Amazon, and it's a very cute little children's story about turtles who go to the dump and find all kinds of recycled materials. And you're publishing another sort of environmentally based book by her, and we're talking to a friend now who has a book that we may self-publish for her about a cow who she knew when she was a kid and her experiences with that cow and how they eventually led her to be vegan.
Nice.
So a lot of different things. And, you know, people go to the website, they'll see links to the homemade dog food that Sarah makes every other day for our doggies, vegan dog food and vegan dog snacks. Some of those are in the Kindness Counts book, too.
Yes, you had shared that recipe with me. I really appreciate that, too, and you're very generous.
Oh, they're fun to think of.
Speaking of generosity, thank you for the coffee mug that you brought in that has your beautiful artwork with a sheep, and it says Ahimsa.
I'd like to say that that quote did come from the American Vegan Society. They gave us permission to use it.
Ahimsa, the compassionate way, is a Sanskrit term meaning non-killing, non-injuring, non-harming. In daily life, it can be expressed as dynamic harmlessness.
We also have that in a water bottle and a t-shirt.
Oh.
Our t-shirts aren't actually on the site because there's so many different sizes and types of t-shirts, we can't have them all in stock. But if anybody wants to just email us at info@gnomesteading.com, we can tell them the 3 t-shirts. And there's also vegan bumper stickers and a magnet series with famous quotes about veganism.
I feel like this room, this studio today is filled with female goddess power.
That's great.
Speaking of female goddess power, I'd love to hear about your vegan potluck at your wedding.
We had become vegan a few years before our wedding, after we heard Will Tuttle, and we were 95% vegan, and he just pushed us right over the edge. We wanted to have food that reflected our values at the wedding, and so we sent out invitations with a little insert asking people to please bring a vegan dish of their choosing, and we gave them some ideas. And, you know, our family and friends who didn't know much about veganism were really supportive. You know, we had people who usually are like sort of pizza or hamburger people who made a wonderful quinoa salad or who made vegan brownies or, you know, different things. They really went out of their way to give us wonderful vegan food, and I think it was good exposure for them, too.
And how long ago was this?
Let's see, it was 2007, so next month it'll be 8 years.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'd also like to hear, I'm so curious about it, the blender bike that makes smoothies when you're vegan tabling.
Yes, the blender bike. We found this site somehow called Rock the Bike in San Francisco, and they go biking around town with this blender on the back, you know, behind the seat of the bike on a rack that's modified, and they offer smoothies to people. And we thought, what a great thing for our tabling, because when we table either for Nomstead Press or for the Vegan Metro West Network, any kind of vegan activism, it draws people to the table, especially children. So we bought an old, a very old bicycle that's not really roadworthy, but it cost us $25 because it cost a couple hundred dollars to buy the piece to put on the back. It's a Blackburn rack that is adapted for a blender, and it can also be adapted for a food processor and a coffee and spice grinder or nut grinder, so it's very versatile. And we bought a trainer, so we just put the bike on the bike rack and bring it to places where we're tabling, and we set up the bike on the trainer with the blender on the back, and we have baggies full of chopped up bananas, apples, and kale. And so kids come over, adults come over, we say, would you like to make a smoothie here? Just pour this in and pour some water in and get on the bike. And kids are like loving these smoothies, and their parents are looking at us saying, I could never get her to eat kale.
Yeah.
This is
and
amazing.
They always want it. They don't want a sample cup. They want the sample from the one they just ground up. It's very cute.
And a lot of the parents ask where to get one, because we say it's a kitchen appliance for us. We use it a lot for soups and dressings and chocolate mousse. You can use it for all kinds of things, the blender bike. And parents say, oh, we should get this in our kitchen, and we give our kids more exercise.
That's what I'm talking about. You two are so talented and creative in all aspects. I also appreciate the raspberries that you brought in.
Yeah, we moved into this really small space that's a tenth of an acre, and the first thing we did was we planted about 20 fruit trees. So we have apple trees and peach trees and lots of berry bushes and tons of strawberry plants. And we just love having lots of fruit.
So we got really interested in permaculture, just the idea of how humans can live closer to the earth, with the quote-unquote pests that we don't think are pests. And, you know, what plants work well for feeding the butterflies or the birds and the, well, with us, it's squirrels.
Bees, we plant a lot of things for the bees. You know, as vegans and as environmentalists, we don't believe that there are any animals who are pests, either indoors or outdoors. You know, if we have fruit flies indoors, we work with them. If we have ants indoors, we work with them until they're ready to go outside. And we don't believe in weeds. Plants that we didn't plant are volunteers. And a lot of times we've, instead of pulling them out, we've left them to see what they turn into. And like one turned into an evening primrose, which is an incredible herb, mullein. Mm-hmm. We had little trees that have turned into wonderful mulberry bushes, and we got our first mulberry berries this season, which are really healthy.
Yeah. Well, the squirrels kept getting them the last few years, and I didn't know what they were doing. They kept hanging out on these tree branches. It's like, what are they eating? We didn't figure it out until this year when there were too many for them to eat all at once, so now we get a little bit.
And I feel like when we go out in the yard during the two and a half seasons of the year that we can, when we go out into the yard and pick greens for our smoothies in the morning, we have a dandelion patch, we have wild lettuce, we have violets, you know, we have ground ivy, clover, you know, there are a lot of things you can put in smoothies. Or when we go out and pick, you know, lettuce or arugula or garlic scapes or whatever for our salad, it's just so much fresher even than the farmer's market. You know, our salads just have so much energy and life in them that you can be really satisfied having a big salad for a meal with some kind of dressing, you know, a tahini dressing or an avocado in it or something. They're so filling, and people are constantly saying to us, what do you eat if you're vegan? Don't you feel so deprived? And we say, we feel more abundant than we ever have in our lives. There's so much wonderful food to eat, and it's so full of life.
Yes, you are living the transformed life, as Will Tuttle mentions in his book, that this era of the rising of veganism is Sophia rising, the feminine wisdom, in the new way of changing this old, obsolete paradigm of patriarchal carnist cultures globally is now shifting into one of balance, and it is with the feminine powers rising. So thank you for being great leaders in this transformative experience on Earth. Thank you.
Well, thank you for letting us get that information out on the network here, because we do a lot of this quietly at home. I mean, a lot of people know us, and they just think we're a little odd. But you know, we'll talk to them if they ask, but they don't always ask. So,
And thanks again for these raspberries, the golden raspberries. Oh, it's so delicious. And the red raspberry in this one is?
The little one is a thimbleberry.
Oh.
It's a tiny little black raspberry.
Thanks. And I'd also love to hear about the recipe for these awesome raw cookies that you brought in. So as you're talking about it, I'm going to eat another one.
Well, let's see. I didn't bring the exact recipe, but I know it was only like four ingredients. It was almonds, coconut, a little salt, a couple of drops of vanilla extract, and they wanted almond extract, but we put in lemon extract because I didn't have almond extract. And then we just mixed it all in the food processor and made little balls and flattened them into cookies and then just put a little strip of date on the top of each one. They're so easy, and they keep in the refrigerator for 2 weeks or in the freezer for months. You don't have to cook them. We're really into raw food, but especially raw desserts are so yummy and easy to make. We have coconut carob macaroons that are really easy. We have a candy bar now, which is our figgy Waltons instead of fig Newtons. They're just figs, walnuts, coconut, carob, and a little salt. You
That's
just put it in the food processor.
As long as I know there's that on hand, I can have a filling snack if fruit's not quite making it. I want something a little more.
Oh, it's so good. And it's so healthy for you.
You are ultra talented with your culinary skills, with your writing skills, and then, of course, with all your publishing work. I'm honored. I'm so honored that you're here. Thank you in sharing your information and talents. And I was really happy that you mentioned about the children's book because, of course, as we were raised, so much sexism and indoctrination into carnism and all of that. And here children today have an opportunity to receive vegan influence and vegan education. While we're on this note, Sherry, will you please sing your children's song called Do You Think?
I would love to. And I hope that people spread this around as much as you want. If they email info@gnomesteading.com, I'll send them a little MP3 of it because we'd love to have kids at camp, vegan camps, other camps singing this all the time. Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is the clue. Would you want anybody eating you? I am a chick and I'd love to play with you. I like to eat and snuggle just like you do. We can all eat well without eating anyone. We can all play together and have a lot of fun. Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? Lots of food you love don't have to have meat. Lasagna with tofu can't be beat. Tasty bean burritos, hummus and chips, sweet potatoes or fruit for those energy lifts. Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? If you grew up with burgers, bacon, and pork, there are lots of other food you can choose with your fork. Veggie burgers and fake and bacon are yummy. You can save pigs and cows and have a happy tummy. Do you think animals want us to eat them? What is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. Would you want anybody eating you? Each animal is special, just like you and me. They want to live long and safe and free. The cows, pigs, and chicks, the goats, and rats, and mice. They trust your heart, 'cause you'll treat them all nice. You know animals don't want us to eat them. So what is the best way for us to treat them? Humans are animals, so here is a clue. You treat them the way you like people treating you.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you for asking me. I love sharing my vegan songs.
It's time to take a short break. We're joined in the studios at WCUW with Sherry Jepson-Zitter and Sarah Jepson-Zitter, and they've been sharing information about their vegan potluck wedding and their blender bike that makes smoothies that they bring when they're vegan tabling, as well as their vegan dog food, and Sarah's business, Nomestead Press. After the break, Sherry and Sarah will be sharing more information about their vegan spirituality group, the Vegan Metro West Network, Sherry's work as a writer for Vegan Villager magazine, and Sherry will be closing out today's interview with her beautiful song, Be My Voice.
This is WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, Community Radio Service, Central Massachusetts.
What a beautiful world.
Hi, this is Troy. You're listening to WCUW. Tune in on Fridays and hear the Jukebox of Americana, Fridays from 9 to 12 noon.
Beautiful world.
WCUW 91.3 FM invites you to participate in the unique fundraiser, Glass Brick in the Wall. Have your name inscribed on a glass block that will be permanently placed between WCUW's front room performance area and the conference room gallery area. One line, up to 20 characters, is $91.30. An entire side of the glass block is $500. I'd like to thank my guests, Sherry Jepson-Zitter and Sarah Jepson-Zitter, for donating $91.30 to support community radio and for Vegan Nation to be permanently inscribed on the glass wall at WCUW. This is a great opportunity for your business, your name, and your favorite program. Contact glasswall at wcuw.org or call the office at 508-753-1012. Welcome back from the break. My guests, Sarah and Sherry of Nomestead Press, located in Maynard, Massachusetts, have been sharing information about their business, focusing on vegan arts, including music, booklets, t-shirts, coffee mugs, and more. In the second half of today's edition of Vegan Nation, they're going to be telling us about their vegan spirituality group, as well as Vegan Villager magazine and the Vegan Metro West Network. I'd love to hear about your new vegan spirituality group.
Lisa Levinson has a national network of vegan spirituality groups. She has a wonderful, wonderful website at veganspirituality.com. And in fact, I couldn't go last year, but this year I'm going to the annual conference. They have one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. And so it's going to be mid-September in Pennsylvania. Ooh. And I'll be going down there and leading a Tonglin meditation for animals and probably leading a group discussion on some of the things that I write for the Vegan Villager. It's open to anyone, I should say, who is a spiritual or ethical vegan, who believes that we don't have the right to exploit other creatures. The Vegan Spirituality Group at this point right now is for us to get fed so that we can go out into a non-vegan world and know how to handle things with family or friends or sitting across from people who are talking about their wonderful steak or just how do you deal with the pain? How do you deal with the agitation that I sometimes feel without being judgmental, which is a big struggle for us.
And how about the Vegan Metro West Network?
That was started shortly after we became vegan. We became vegan about 9.5, 10 years ago. And then in August of, I guess it was 2007, I don't know, Victoria Mangus and John Calabria started the Vegan Metro West Network around the Metro West area of Boston. And they didn't know any other vegans at the time, but when they put up the website, when they put it on Facebook, all kinds of people started coming out of the woodwork, and now there's there's like 200, 300 people on the Facebook page, and there's very, very lively series of events. People are always going out to dinner or having vegan games nights or vegan potlucks, or, you know, there's just a huge amount of activity on that site. So anyone between Worcester and Boston, between New Hampshire and Rhode Island who wants to be involved could check out Veg Network. veganmetrowest.org, or could go to Facebook and just type in Vegan Metro West Network.
Yeah, and I'd say that the group has slowly evolved, that we had reading groups, and we ended up being sort of an educational, we wanted to educate ourselves to all we could and read, you know, some really painful books, but it was nice to be able to share them with others. It's gotten more into the potlucks and games nights now, but we'll eventually start a book club part of it, I think, again, for new people coming in.
And there's still a lot of tabling happening, and they go to the Worcester Veg Fest, which is now the New England Veg Fest, every year, and do a pay-per-view so that people who don't know about the animal abuse can really experience it firsthand. And there are some people there who are incredible huggers. Somebody gets upset with what they're watching, you know, Marilyn or some of the others, just give him big hugs and talk to them. And it's a way to open people's hearts. I don't do it myself because I have other ways. Some people say pay-per-view is too harsh, and other people say pay-per-view is just the only way that it broke through their denial and they became vegan. So
right, because even in 2015, the American school system is still an oppressive institution, not allowing children to receive education on the truth of carnism and veganism. So it takes activists. And also, too, what is happening in 2015 that I'm really happy about is the intersectionality of justice issues. And I'm happy to see that you're active in the group's Nonviolent Peace Force Greater Boston chapter, as well as the Maynard Climate Action Network. And I'd like to hear about your work with Vegan Villager.
Great. Yeah, we really believe in intersectionality, and that there are many environmentalists or faith communities or, you know, ways that we can outreach and let them know how essential veganism is to that. I just have so much respect for Paul and John and how they started veganvillager.com. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource for our community in New England. So when they started, I got very excited about writing some articles I had been meaning to write, that had been percolating for a number of years, you know. And the first one I wrote was, I'm a social worker, that's my day job. And so the first one that I wrote was really about the emotional challenges of being vegan and how difficult and discouraging it can be, and what do you do with the despair, and also the idea of coming out as vegan, because, you know, I've come out as a lesbian, and I know that I was comfortable with it for a long time before I said something to family or friends, and then I needed to give them a chance to be comfortable with it and not be defensive. And it's a process, it's not just an announcement. It's a process. And so announcing that one is vegan is a similar thing. It's not an announcement, it's a process. And it's important to realize that friends and family's initial reaction is not what their final reaction will be. You have a great opportunity as a role model and mentor to affect what they think about vegans. So Sarah and I always want to show the healthy part of it. Sarah is a runner, and I'm a cyclist.
Because I'm not incredibly verbal, I write quietly by myself for the books. Since I'd rather not have a political discussion with someone, I want to be just this amazing, vibrant, healthy person. And it's like, if you want to feel more like me, you can ask me what I eat.
I'd like to ask if there's any contact information you can leave with our listeners.
The best way to get a hold of us is info, at gnomesteading.com, gnome, like gnome, steading, info at gnomesteading.com, and we will answer any inquiries about any of this through there. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Sarah, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
And thank you, Sherry. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We've been joined with Sherry and Sarah Jepson-Zitter here in the studio, and they've been sharing great information about their experiences of being vegan activists, including the Vegan Metro West Network, their vegan spirituality group, Sherry's work with Vegan Villager, Sarah's work at her business, Gnomestead Press, with her most recent booklet, Kindness Counts, Resources for Increasing Plant-Based Meals to Benefit You, the Earth, and Other Animals. Sherry performed before the break her beautiful children's song. The name of that song
is Do You Think?
Yes, that was beautiful. And now we'll go out with another one of Sherry's song, and this is Be My Voice.
Thank you, Marlene. I just want to acknowledge that this song was inspired by the Catskill Farm Sanctuary, whose tagline is, be their voice, the voice of the animals. But sadly, it could also be, the beginning of it could also be a song about Guantanamo Bay or the way that we treat human animals as well as non-human animals. So that's the intersectionality. We need to fight for everybody's rights.
I live in a prison so small. I can't turn around, I'm so weak I might fall. I'm charged with no crime, but in society's view, I don't have the same rights as you. You've never met me, I'm kept far away. You have no idea what I live through each day. My children taken from me, my world has no choice. I need you to help be my voice. I'm crowded among my peers in filthy conditions for months, sometimes years. I can't see the sun. All joy seems long ago. I did nothing to be treated so. You've never met me, I'm kept far away. You have no idea what I live through each day. My children taken from me, my world has no choice. I need you to help be my voice. I'm the son of the milk that they steal in a small dark cage to supply the taste for veal. They keep me confined so my muscles won't grow. And I miss my dear mama so. You've never met me, I'm kept far away. You have no idea what I live through each day. I was torn from my mama, my world has no choice. I need you to help be my voice. You humans have a great gift to give. We're all beings united by desire to live. When you speak for our rights, let others know how we feel. We trust there will be changes for real. We dream of the wonderful day, of a peaceable kingdom, every being has a say. All well-fed and nourished, without need to kill. My heart says there's a way when there's a will. No, I've never met you, you're kept far away. Now that I understand what you live through each day, my heart knows that humans don't mean to be unkind. We can learn more and open our minds. All beings deserve to live with love and joy. I swear, yes, I'll help be your voice.
Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.